I believe you have a staff member summary before you. I believe each of you have been talked to about this bill. Do we have any staff that are going to staff this bill?
Yeah. Mr. Chair, are there any amendments to this bill?
I don't believe there are any amendments to this bill.
Mr. Chairman, I believe every member will comprehend them.
I believe they do too. Do I have a motion on this? Mr. Senator Fisher, do you wish to testify on Senate Bill 919 or 611?
Comment that you don't need my
question. Are you interested in 919?
I am very much so. But
well, please, if you'd like to provide a few comments, we'll be more than happy to listen.
Mr. Chair, would the Senator like a bill or do you like to talk?
I will speak on the chair of urging if necessary.
Well, I don't know that it's necessary, but I'd be more than willing to accommodate you if you would like to.
Mr. Chair,
we have Senator Representative Edwards move Senate Bill 919 close to the floor with the two pass recommendation. Any discussion?
I appreciate the Senator coming here on behalf of the bill.
Thank you, Senator Fisher. Any other comments?
Good bill.
Any opposition? Seeing none, the bill is moved to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Volunteer to carry the bill. Representative Edwards will carry. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 919. Thank you. We will open a work session on Senate Bill 611. This is... Okay, this is the midwifery bill. Do you want to say two cents about what the bill does, David?
Transfer the governor's authority to appoint members of the state board of directors to treat midwifery.
Mr. Chair? Representative Byer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Respect for time, I will vote yes on this bill now to move to House 4. I came in the session for two years ago in the session, but I'm not interested in building any new health boards. In fact, that's opposite way we should go. We need to reduce the number of health boards. We will be more efficient, have a better operation that way. This bill does not do that. In fact, I believe it goes the other way and sets up one more health board. I support health boards, but I think we need to make them and we'll be better served and the public will be better served if we don't have a separate health board watching each version and each of their own cells. And we should be combining the doctors and the chiropractors and the midwifery and the osteopaths and have one board and the same. Like all the eye people should be under one board or possibly the same board, and all the teeth people should be under one board. We should not be creating multiple boards. I will vote to move this bill to the floor, but I will vote against the bill on the floor.
Thank you, Representative Byer, for your comment. Mr. Senator Kirsch, please. Yes, absolutely. He'd be more than happy to.
Thank you, Vice Chair Starr and members of the committee on Senator Bill Fisher from District 23. Actually, this is not set up a new board. This is just trying to continue the licensure for the midwives so that they can receive remuneration under state programs for their services. And they've had considerable problems since their board started in 1993, and they've been extremely supportive of the board's efforts and of this program to try to do it. And I don't think that necessarily they would be at all adverse to be included in a larger board, but that isn't what this does, and they have not been provided that opportunity through current efforts to put the boards together in a more meaningful manner and reduce the number of boards. So this gives them an opportunity. Plus, they've had some problems because of their small numbers. They've had to increase greatly the amount of money that they're willing to pay. This has been one of the most cooperative groups of people I've ever seen to try to support their board. And this bill also provides them an opportunity to go out, and they have money already promised and collected to give to this board to help it operate. And they need to have the time to go out and do this because they're required to report and have some processes at certain points in time with the emergency board because of their problems with their finances. So this allows them to accept gifts and donations to their board, and they've gone out and secured those and are just waiting to drop this money into it. So we really need this very badly for them. I appreciate your concerns, Representative Byer, because I have been exactly the same feeling that we should have much more of a correlation between separate associations and have them under more of a controlled situation under one board myself. And I would not oppose that type of thing, but we really do need this bill.
You and I are unfortunately two of a kind, Senator Fisher.
Is that good?
Any other questions for Senator Fisher?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Fisher, for taking the time to testify today. Any other questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Devlin.
Question, Senator Fisher, have you ever seen such an efficient House committee?
Yes, I just got out of one.
There we go.
I move Senate Bill 611 to the floor with a D-pass recommendation.
Representative Edwards, move Senate Bill 611 to the floor with a D-pass recommendation. Any further comments? I would just make one. I was told, and I believe that there are 36 licensed midwives in the state, and apparently all of them agree to increase their own fees to support this board, which gives me comfort in voting for this board, for this bill. Any other comments? Seeing none?
Please call the roll, Mr. Chair.
Please call the roll.
Richard Byer.
No.
Devlin.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Gardner.
Excuse.
Manning.
Excuse.
Starr.
Aye.
Chair Simmons.
Aye.
What are the necessary votes? Mr. Chair.
Representative. I would just like to explain to everyone that I said I would vote for the bill to give it the floor. We now have four members on the committee without me, so they didn't need my vote to give it the floor, so my courtesy vote wasn't necessary. But I was willing
to. Thank you very much. The bill having necessary votes is passed. To the floor if it is passed. And
you need to read the 919?
Yeah.
Okay, then. I'll carry it.
We did it.
Appreciate it. Okay, yeah, we'll adjourn this meeting and we will repost another meeting for Senate Bill 1181. I believe we have language that is all negotiated with the governor's office now. And we'll get back to it 1 hour after we get the meeting notice posted. We'll be back on the floor. Maybe we'll just get off the floor and you're going to do it.
We'll see no other business before us. We'll close.
And yeah, 194 also, we seem to have some agreement on that. We'll confirm that agreement out in the hall, and then we'll move over there.
1533.
Well, there's some 1533 has some amendments pending.
Okay, well, we'll run that up.
But they won't be ready for later this afternoon.
You know the business, of course, for this meeting. We'll adjourn.